From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. An Australian journalist working for Al Jazeera is no longer jailed in Egypt. Al Jazeera says Peter Gresta is being deported. He was imprisoned in Egypt more than a year ago on terrorism charges. Two of his Al Jazeera colleagues presumably remain jailed. Their case provoked an international outcry over freedom of expression. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says Japan will never forgive the Islamic State group and will work with the international community to make sure the militants pay for their sins. A video showing what appears to be the murder of Kenji Goto, the Japanese journalist who was kidnapped in October, surfaced this weekend. Goto is the second Japanese hostage apparently killed by ISIS militants. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is in Tokyo, which is in mourning today.
Throughout this 10-day-long saga, Kenji Goto's mother has repeatedly gone in front of the cameras pleading for his life. Today, as the terrible news of his murder arrived in Tokyo, she did so again. Kenji is gone now, she says. I am full of resentment. No words can express my loss, just tears welling up in my eyes. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe led the condemnation, calling Mr. Goto's murder a heinous act of terrorism. But he also promised never to give in to terrorists, and said Japan remained committed to the fight against Islamic State.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes reporting there. Jordan is joining the condemnation of Islamic State and is vowing to do all it can to secure the release of a Jordanian military pilot. A government spokesman says it is still open to a prisoner swap. Last night, relatives and supporters of the pilot held a candlelight vigil at the family home in southern Jordan. Talks aimed at renewing a truce in Ukraine collapsed this weekend. Terry Schultz reports the two sides are blaming each other for the breakdown.
The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE, hoped this meeting of the so-called Minsk Contact Group could reestablish a ceasefire between separatists in eastern Ukraine and the government in Kiev. But after 4 hours, representatives from the two sides left, and each claimed the other had sabotaged the efforts. Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a phone call and expressed the joint hope a ceasefire could be achieved, having been agreed to back in September. But in eastern Ukraine, OSCE observers reported continued heavy shelling in civilian areas. The head of the monitoring mission says there's been a surge in human suffering and called on both sides to redouble their efforts to reach a political settlement. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
There's word of more casualties stemming from the latest fighting in eastern Ukraine. The government in Kiev says 13 Ukrainian servicemen have been killed and some 20 wounded over the past 24 hours as Russian-backed separatists press a new offensive against a government-controlled railway hub. You're listening to NPR News. 20-year NFL linebacker Junior Seau and Pittsburgh Steelers running back Jerome Bettis are among the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2015. The selections were announced on the eve of today's Super Bowl. Doug Tribou of member station WBUR is in Phoenix, where the ceremony was held.
Junior Seau is the only member of the class elected in his first year of eligibility. Seau committed suicide in 2012 and was later diagnosed with a brain disease associated with repetitive head injuries. His son Tyler says Seau's selection comes with mixed emotions.
This is a huge honor for our family. It's definitely with a heavy heart accepting this, because it should be him.
The 8-member class also includes Oakland and Los Angeles Raiders wide receiver Tim Brown and defensive standout Charles Haley, the only 5-time Super Bowl champion in NFL history. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony is set for August 8th in Canton, Ohio. For NPR News, I'm Doug Tribou in Phoenix.
The remaining U.S. troops in Afghanistan are in line for a treat this Super Bowl Sunday. A charity based in Chicago is sending them 5,000 pizzas. Retired Air Force Master Sergeant Mark Evans founded the charity and runs it called PizzasForPatriots.com.
That's two Humvees full of the size of two Humvees. So that's 50,000 slices of pizza.
Evans says the charity has delivered more than 1 million slices to war zones. They're frozen and then packed in dry ice for shipment to Afghanistan. They'll be baked there and distributed. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.